Vistara was silent, following Ben and Jaina through the temple as they approached the library. Most of what she had seen so far was turbolifts and corridors. Jaina had wanted to see Natua first thing, to thank her for her hard work, and had told Ben that he and Vistara were free to explore the temple on their own after that. After a few moments, Ben broke the uncomfortable silence.
"So, what do you think?"
She turned to him.
"It's quite large."
"Jedi have been on Coruscant for a very long time," Ben reminded her.
"Sith have been on Kesh for a very long time as well, and yet our temple is much smaller."
Ben filed that away for further inquiry later.
"Well, once we're done in the library, we can go anywhere you'd like. You had a chance to study the plans. What sounds interesting?"
Vistara, who had been closed and somewhat shy toward him since their arrival, suddenly melted.
"Everything,"
she said, sounding almost more like Alana than her normal, cool, controlled self. He gave her an answering grin and squeezed her hand. It was hand in hand that they entered the library. Ben braced himself for beings coming up to him and welcoming him back, but the library was hardly a hubbub of socializing, and what few beings were here seemed engrossed in their research. Even, it seemed, Natua Wan, whom they finally found as Jaina peered behind several stacks of data pads.
"I calmed you about 17 times," Jaina greeted her.
Natua glanced up and did a double take.
"Jaina!"
she exclaimed.
"Ben!"
"Welcome back. I'm sorry. I had turned it off. I was completely lost in some research I've been doing."
"So I see,"
Jaina grinned. Natua had risen to greet them, and now turned to Vistara.
"You must be Vistara Kai," she said.
Ben winced inwardly at the caution she was exuding, both in the Force and through her species' natural release of pheromones.
"Master Luke tells me you wish to become a Jedi."
Vistara nodded.
"I do."
Her unguarded sincerity seemed to reassure Natua.
"I look forward to talking with you," Natua said. "I didn't know much about the Sith culture before I started doing research for you all. Now I find it fascinating."
"I think I will like learning about the Jedi," Vistara offered. "Of course, I'll tell you what I can to help."
Jaina carefully moved a pile of data pads from a chair and sat next to Natua. Ben and Vistara emulated her.
"I wanted to come and thank you for all you've done," Jaina said. "You've been extremely helpful."
Natua grimaced a little.
"Even if all you reached was a bunch of dead ends?"
"Even so.
It's hardly your fault the Sith have a lot of hidey holes we need to investigate one by one."
"Well,"
she said,
"the wild Karanak chase just might be done. I was going to calm you myself shortly. I wanted to do a bit more research first, but since you're here, you might as well know."
"What have you found?"
Jaina, Ben, and Vistara leaned forward eagerly.
"I'm not certain," said Natua, "but I might have found ship."
"What?"
Jaina's yelp was so loud that a few heads turned her way. Natua laughed. Ben, too, felt happy and excited, and didn't care that the feeling largely flowed from the pheromones that Natua was emitting. He'd feel the same way regardless, if they really could find ship.
"I know that we wanted to focus on known Sith worlds, going on the idea that if we knew about it, the Lost Tribe would as well,"
Natua said. Ben could sense that despite her pleasure and enthusiasm, Natua was going to present things in an orderly fashion.
"But one night, I decided to just randomly start reading about worlds we knew very little about, or that didn't really play a significant role. One of these worlds is called Upixar."
She touched a data pad, and a display of a rather nondescript planet appeared. Ben, Jaina, and Vistara rose, peering over Natua's shoulder.
"Upixar has been mostly forgotten,"
Natua continued.
"By and large, this seems to be a pleasant and temperate planet. There are polar ice caps, rainforests, oceans, plains, mountains, forested areas. Most climates are represented here. Unfortunately, but unsurprisingly, the unpleasant spots are where we need to target our investigation."